Hey everybody, this is James Lindsay, and you are listening to New Discourses Bullets, where I give a short bullet point-like summary of a single topic relevant to woke that we all need to understand so we can stop it. And I'm going to do a few episodes here for a little while about fascism, and certainly this is one of those. This episode, rather than kind of starting at the beginning, is going to kind of jump in the middle. You've probably heard the famous expression from Benito Mussolini, the father of Italian fascism, at least politically speaking. Giovanni Gentile probably actually was the intellectual behind the project, but Mussolini was the power and the face. And he has this famous expression, Mussolini does, is that fascism can be summarized as corporatism. And we all hear this, and we've talked about this. I've talked about this a lot, and I think somewhat incorrectly. We've talked about this in the sense that this public-private partnership model that we see from, say, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and all of these corrupt leftist institutions on the global scale, all of this kind of model is textbook fascism. It is a fusion of the state and the corporation, and that is an element within fascism, that the, in a sense, all the corporations become subservient to the state. We see that in the 1937 Shareholder Act for the Nazi Shareholder Act, which made the corporations subservient to the Nazi state. In effect, the fascist government or the National Socialist government in that case becomes the largest shareholder in principle, the largest stakeholder actually of the corporation. The model that they express is that the folk or the people are in fact the largest stakeholder of the company. So the company has to serve the people, but the government is established as a fascist state in order to organize the society to serve the people. So therefore the government will serve as the stakeholder representatives of the folk or of the people. So in effect, the government, the fascist state, the totalitarian fascist state, by the way, and these are, I'm not saying they're totalitarian like I'm analyzing it, although we could do that. Totalitarian in that whether we're talking about Mussolini or Hitler or Carl Schmitt talking about this, they openly said that the state will be totalitarian. It's like they didn't know it was a bad word yet. And so they were proud of the fact that they were creating a totalitarian state. So the totalitarian state will run the corporations. But that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about corporatism because it means something deeper than that. It does not merely mean the fusion of the corporations and the state, a public-private partnership writ large. It does not merely mean organizing, say, the environment in which one does business so that it has to satisfy state apparatuses, maybe a social credit system or any of this kind of thing. It doesn't actually mean that directly. It is not the fascism is not merely the fusion of corporate and state power, even in the short version of the definition that it is corporatism. So if you have heard fascism can be summarized as corporatism and attribute this to Benito Mussolini, you are not wrong. If you understand that as fascist state control of the corporations for the state, you are not wrong. The corporations are allowed to make money for themselves after they satisfy the demands of the state, which is the model in China today, by the way. This is the fascist economy that they've adopted. But the corporatism is meant much more literally, and this is incredibly important to understand. In fact, it's very important to understand because you will sometimes find today's fascists knowing they have to, as they phrase it, hide their power levels. They have to keep their cards close to their chest. They can't tell you they're fascists, so they use other words. So you'll often find them saying that they are corporatists, as a matter of fact, explicitly saying that they're corporatists. I've run into this in print. I've run into this in books. I've run into this on the internet. I've run into this in person. I'm not a fascist. I'm a corporatist. And if you don't understand the distinction, you're too dumb to have this conversation, blah, blah, blah. Right. Okay. So Benito Mussolini said that fascism is corporatism. And what he actually meant is corporatism in the sense of corporate, in the sense not of corporations like businesses alone, but in the sense of a corpus, the Latin word for body. What it means is that the entire society operates as a single organism, a single body, a corpus. And the corporatism is a belief that you're going to operate as a single body. So the entire society is going to be organized like a single body. Its central nervous system, its brain is going to be the government. Its organs are going to be things like institutions and corporations and government offices. And its cells are going to be you, the individual citizens of the state or of the Reich. So this is what it actually means. It means that you give up your individuality to become a cell in a larger body, and that larger body is run by the state. But the whole society, the nation, the authentic nation at the heart of every fascist project, the idealized nation that's going to progress forward through history to complete humanity, as Hitler has it, complete humanity's ends or advance. Actually, Hitler says we're going to use this German Reich to advance humanity to its next stages. Okay, so that's the real purpose. That's the progressive purpose of fascism. This is to be done by unifying the entire idealized nation as a single body in which you are a cell, institutions are organs, and the state operates as its brain. Not just that, though. If you read Mussolini, where he wrote The Doctrine of Fascism together with his, you know, Giovanni Gentile, which is kind of like the brains of the operation here, he's actually really clear that it's not just about the mind of the society, it's about the soul of the society. So you are merely a cell, and the state is the body, mind, and soul of the thing that you are a cell within. That's the idea of fascism, which is why the core principle of fascism is usually duty. You have a duty to the body in the same way that your liver cells have a duty to your human body. You have a duty to the body of the state, to the body of the country or the nation. So you have a duty to your nation. You have a duty to your ancestors and your descendants as a continual piece of that ideal concept of the nation. The same way that a cell in your body has a duty to do whatever it does to make your body run. Now, that means if you're not doing something that's to the good of the body, the immune system, which is going to be like the secret police or the Gestapo or the SS or the whatever, is going to have to come and excise you. Like, they're going to have to cut you out like a cancer, like a cell that's gone defunct. And so this is the real corporatist model of fascism. And you have to actually understand that this is what you're hearing when you hear these guys on the dissident right or the woke right. Sometimes they say they want a fascist model. Sometimes they say they want National Socialism. But what you can hear again and again and again from them is that they want some kind of a collective that's organized around the nation where everybody has a duty to do their part, and that the state is going to order their lives such that the good of the whole, the good of the body, is prioritized over the good of the individual, which, by the way, is a line straight out of Mussolini and Gentile in The Doctrine of Fascism, and a line straight out of Hitler and the Nazis, not just Hitler, in the 25 points of the Nazi Party that was written in 1920. This is the idea of fascism. The idea of fascism is explicitly that the whole society is a body, the state is its brain and the seat of its soul, and you are a cell, the institutions are organs, and everything is meant to be organized and collected and collected to operate in that unified way. The purpose of that is ultimately progressive. It is to advance humanity through this, you know, think about it. You're going to unify humanity around this idea of a nation. You're going to build up the culture of that nation, of those people. You're going to make sure that the body is continually growing and becoming stronger and healthier. You're going to get rid of the undesirable elements, and you're going to progress humanity in the direction of your nation's vision, as controlled, as Gentile and Mussolini are explicitly clear, as controlled entirely by the fascist state. So that's why there's no individual in fascism. You are but a cell within a grander body to which you owe your life, your mind, your body, your effort, your work, your love, your loyalty, everything. There's no individual, and there are no individual goals. There are no individual corporations. So we can come back to that statement from Benito Mussolini and say that fascism is corporatism, and most people think that means corporations. But now you understand that the factories or the corporations or the businesses are merely like organs. They're the, you know, like the hypothalamus or the thyroid gland or the spleen or whatever, depending on what they do. And so it is their duty to do their job to the body first. And because this is actually human society and not literally a physical organism, although the mindset is that the state will operate like a single, or the country, nation will operate like a single organism. But since it's a metaphorical thing, you're allowed to go ahead and make profit. You're allowed to advance yourself once you've done your duty to the collective. So this is the corporatist model of fascism. And if you don't understand this about fascism, you haven't understood the first thing. And if you hear people out there talking about this kind of collective, this nationalist collectivism that operates in this way, where everybody is to subsume themselves to the state and to the common good, then you know why you're on the track to this particular model.